This chapter is going to deal with the topic of eating properly. Rabbeinu Zal bases it on a pasuk in Yoel, in the Navi. V'achaltem ochoil v'savoya. You will eat and be satiated, be satisfied. V'hilaltem shem Hashem alekechem. And you'll praise Hashem. Towards the end of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal will explain, and Rabbi Nosson Zal will explain, exactly how this pasuk ties into everything we learned. Mi shehu meshuka b'tayva sachila. A person who is steeped in the desire for food, meaning here it refers to a person who eats excessively and a person who makes too much of an issue. They get too involved in eating more than is necessary. More than is necessary for the healthy upkeep of the body. Biyodua shehu rochoik meyemes. The first thing it tells us is that this person is far from truth. Ubiyodua shedinim shoyren alav. And in addition, it tells us that Hashem's judgments are on this person, chas v'shom. The midas hadin is on this person. Number three, gamze simon aldalus. It's also a sign of poverty. And gam yovoi lidei bizyoinois ubushois. And in addition, this will lead to the person experiencing insults and ridicule, chas v'shalom, kemoy shekosuv, as we find in a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, kirum zulus livnei adam. Kirum, something that's on a very high level, zulus livnei adam, is sometimes degraded and insulted by people. And the Gemara says, kivon shenitzrach adam lebriyos. Once a person has to come on to other people, nishtane ponov kikrum. That person's face changes like a krum. A krum is a multicolored bird, which is known that it changes colors in the sun. So this person's face also changes colors, which implies shame and embarrassment. When a person is embarrassed, they turn red and then they turn white, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what a person brings upon themselves when they're steeped in taiva sachila. We know that Rabbeinu Zal has a number of chapters in Likut Yomran that speak about the topic of achila, and Rabbi Nosson Zal has maybe a few hundred pages in Likut Halachos discussing achila. Achila, eating, is a very important, plays a very important role in Judaism. The Torah begins with Hashem giving instructions to Adam and Chava what to eat and what not to eat in terms of the Eitz Hadas versus the other trees. And we find Noach drinking wine in an excessive kind of way. And throughout the Torah, constantly, food plays a very important role. When we speak about showing respect for holidays, one of the important ways that we show respect for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, is with special foods. And Rabbeinu Zal, just as all the other Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Musar, emphasize that when it's not holiday, when it's not a special occasion, when it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, less is more. The less that a person can eat, the minimum amount of food that a person can get along with, and to try not to make an issue about it, meaning to stick to basic, simple types of food, the better off a person is. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us, Veda, and you should know, Mi shehu meshaber taiva sachila, that a person who breaks this wrong type of desire for food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oise al yodoi moifsim, Hashem performs miracles through that person. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to begin explaining every one of the factors that he mentioned till now. Ki omru chachameinu zal, because our rabbis tell us that there's a contradiction in the Torah. Ksiv, there's one pasuk that says, Asher loy yiso ponim, that Hashem does not show favor to anybody. There's no favor, Hashem is fair and just. And then there's another pasuk that says, Yiso Hashem ponov elecho, may Hashem show favor to you, to the Jewish people. So which is it? The Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Eich loy esel lohem ponim, how can I possibly not show favor to the Jewish people when ani omarti, I instructed them, v'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto, that if you eat enough to be full, if you eat a meal, then uberachto, then you should bless me. There's a requirement for birkas hamozoim, to say a full measure of blessings to Hashem. Vehem, but the Jewish people, they don't wait to eat a full meal to bless Hashem, to say birkas hamozoim. Medaktikim al atzmon bekizayis ubekebetza. They are particular that even if they eat the size of an olive or the size of an egg, they're already saying special blessings besides the blessing that we say before one eats something, whereby that blessing, that bracha is said no matter how small amount of food you eat. But even the after blessing, which usually the Torah says, v'yochalta v'savoto v'erachta, that if you eat enough to be satiated, meaning if you eat a full meal, you're required to say the blessing after meals. And Hashem says, look at the Jews. They are medaktik, they're particular with the size of an olive and the size of an egg. So the ordinary meaning of what the Gemara is saying is that we are particular to even say the full blessings when we eat the size of an egg, of bread, or the size of an olive in certain cases. However, Rabbeinu Zal translates this differently. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Heim medaktikim alatzmon." The Jews are strict and particular, bekizayis ubekebeya, regarding the size of an olive or the size of an egg. Meaning, we are strict to try to limit the amount that we eat, to stick to the minimum that we need to get by. Nimtza. So we see from here, Shenesius ponim, that Hashem showing favor, hu al yedei shibur taiva sachila, is directly related to overcoming and breaking the desire for food. Meaning that a person who's able to eat minimally will draw upon himself, yiso Hashem ponav elecha, will draw this nesius ponim, this favor, special favor of Hashem that he'll draw upon himself. Vese pirush. This also explains a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where Hashem says, "Vehistarti ponai," I will hide my face, I will hide my favor from them, "Vahoyo lechol," and they will become food for their enemies. That's the regular translation. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Pirish, al yedei taiva sachila." What this pasuk can also teach us is that v'hoyo lechol, by a person being involved in eating improperly, v'histarti ponai, that will cause hester ponim, that will cause Hashem's face to be hidden from them. Al yidei taiva sachila hu mastir ponim, through taiva sachila, Hashem hides his face, which means his kindness, his favor. Remember, we've seen throughout Likutei Moran, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that when we talk about the ponim of Hashem, it represents kindness, goodness. When we talk about Hashem's back, that represents judgment, harshness. Now Rabbeinu Zal clarifies, Veheoras ponim, this term of Hashem's shining countenance, Hashem's favor, hu tikun ve'emes, goes together with one of the 13 attributes of kindness. We know that Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness are keil, rachum, vechanun, erech, apayim, v'rav chesed, ve'emes. The seventh one on the list is ve'emes. It's one of Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that ve'emes is also synonymous with he'oras ponim, Hashem's shining face upon us, shining his kindness, his kind face upon us. Bechinas Yaakov, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu, k'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyaakov, that emes is associated with Yaakov. Now, regarding the connection between emes, Yaakov and Heor Asponim, comes from a different pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal doesn't mention here. He's assuming we know this. There's a pasuk that he quotes many times. The pasuk says, "Mevakshei ponecha Yaakov Sela." Those who seek out your face, Yaakov. That pasuk shows us that Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the Oyer Haponim. Yaakov Avinu, who represents Emes, the Emes, is called Oyer Haponim. Vehu Bechinas Tfilin. And Yaakov Avinu, and this He'oras Ponim, and Emes, is also associated with Tfilin. Why? Ki Yaakov Hu Tiferes. Because we know that when we speak about the Sfirois, the Midois of Hashem, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Yaakov Avinu is known as Tiferes. Avraham Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Tiferes means beauty. Tiferes means multicolored. Klolius Hagavnin. Tiferes is a combination of colors. It's a combination of Chesed and Gvura. Bechinas Tfilin, which Tfilin is also. Tfilin is also a concept of Tiferes. Because Hanikroim Pe'er. We know that Tfilin are referred to in the Torah as Pe'er. Kemosha Kosuv, as it says in the Navi Yecheskel, that Hashem instructed Yecheskel HaNavi, Pe'ercha Chavoish, wear your Tfilin. Usually, when a parent passes away, the mourner, does not wear Tfilin the first day. But by Yecheskel, Hashem made an exception, and Hashem said to him, Pe'ercha Chavoish, wear your Pe'er. So we see that Pe'er refers to Tfilin. So Tfilin is Pe'er, Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is Emes, and Yaakov Avinu is He'oras Ponim. And we said before that when a person has Taiva Sachila, it leads to shame and embarrassment. Shame and embarrassment is the opposite of Tiferes. Tiferes means multicolored in a beautiful way. When a person is ashamed or embarrassed, their face changes colors in a negative way. It's not something pretty. It's not something beautiful. Chas v'shalom. It's something painful. Okay. Follow. Rabbeinu Zal's building a chain. He's putting together cars of a train. He's putting the pieces together. Next. Ve'ikar ashirus bo me'emes. Rabbeinu Zal says that true wealth comes from emes. K'may shomru chachamenu Zal, as our rabbis tell us, kushto koi. Truth stands. The word koi means to stand on solid ground. We know the Gemara says that the word sheker, each one of the letters of the word sheker have one base. The shin has one base. The kuf hardly has any base, the two parts of the kuf. The resh has one part that touches the bottom line. So the Gemara says, sheker ein loy raglayim. Sheker does not have feet. Whereas emes, truth, every letter of the word emes has two parts on bottom that touch the base. The Aleph, if you see how an Aleph is written in the Sefer Torah, has two legs, in a sense, two parts that touch the bottom. The Mem also has the flat base, and also the Vav of the Mem light that touches the bottom, and the Tuf also. So the Gemara says, Kushta is Emes, truth, Koi, stands, solid, it stands on two legs. Vamru Chazal, and our rabbis also tell us, that money is what stands a person up. Ves hayikum asher baraglehem. There's a pasuk that says all of the substances at their feet, all of the things that stand them up on their feet, and the Gemara says ze memoinoi sheladom shemekimoy al raglov. That refers to a person's money that gives him his ability to stand tall, to stand strong. So we see the connection between emes and money. Rabbeinu Zal says that ashirus comes from emes. So again, the more a person has emes, the more a person can obtain wealth. And emes, we said, is he'oras ponim. Chas v'shalom, when a person is steeped in taiva sachila, it's the opposite of emes. It's shame and embarrassment, which is the opposite of he'oras ponim, which means, chas v'shalom, the person is excluding themselves from wealth. V'zeh shomru chazal, and this is also tied into what the Gemara says. Now, this next Gemara is going to connect tefillin and wealth. We mentioned both of them before. Now, this Gemara is going to put those two together. There's a pasuk when the Torah speaks about the klolos, the curses that Hashem will impose upon us when we misbehave. It says, V'hoyu chayecho tluim. Your life will be hanging in the balance, chas v'shalom. So the Gemara says, this refers to two things. The Gemara says, Zeh ha-toile tfilov. This refers to a person who hangs up his tefillin. Instead of putting his tefillin away, instead of treating his tefillin with the proper respect that they deserve, tefillin are referred to as the crown of the king, the crown of Hashem. Tefillin are supposed to be put into special boxes, into a special bag, to keep them, to show them the proper respect that they deserve. The Gemara says if a person hangs his tefillin up, like on a coat hook, chas v'shalom, then that person's life will hang, chas v'shalom. That's one interpretation that the Gemara gives on this pasuk, because tefillin is called chayim. The Gemara says there's a pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. Hashem is upon them, and they live. The Gemara says, when is Hashem upon us? When we're wearing tefillin. We have the name of Hashem upon us. So we see that tefillin is referred to as chayim, and here it says, v'hoyu chayecho tluim. Chas v'shalom, your chayim, your life, your tefillin will be hanging, then your life will hang, chas v'shalom. And the Gemara also says on this same pasuk that which person's life is hanging, meaning his life is shaky, zeh hakoine tvua min hashuk. This refers to a person who is poor. He does not have any fields. He doesn't own any real estate. He doesn't have any fields from which he can get crops. He can get tvua, grain and other things for himself. So what does he do? He's got to go out to the market to buy grains. So again, the Gemara says, Zeh ha-koina tfuah min ashuk. So this Gemara is connecting a person who is poigame in tefillin, a person who mistreats tefillin, he shows disrespect to the tefillin, and a person, chas v'shalom, who is poor. Hainu shehadalus boa alidei pigam ha-tefillin. This Gemara is showing us that poverty comes by a person who shows disrespect, chas v'shalom, to tefillin, al yidei pigam shel emes, which is synonymous with being poigem in emes, truth, because we saw before that tefillin was called pe'er tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is emes, truth. So tefillin is also referred to as emes. Any questions before we continue?
Besides just going off track, how does it all connect back to the taiva sachila? I understand the length of the chain, but Lamaisa, why did he get into this now? What is the
Rabbi Nazal in this Torah wants to show us all the positive and negative things that are brought about by eating properly or chas v'shalom being poigem in achila. So he's showing us, he's going through a whole list of things, and he's going to show us how they're all tied into achila. They're all dependent on and related to achila. We're coming to it now. You'll see soon. Next, the Eretz Yisrael, she'iker kaboloso mibechinas Yaakov, the land of Eretz Yisrael, which receives its light, its spiritual light, its spiritual life, from Yaakov, k'may shekosuv, as it says in the pasuk, vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz. Yaakov Avinu lived in the land. And we know that according to Kabbalah, Kabbalistically, Eretz is always referred to as Malchus. And we said before that Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. And Tiferes is that sphera which represents the in all six Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, are very often referred to in the Zohar Kodesh collectively as Tiferes. Tiferes again means multicolored, so it represents all six colors, all six spheroids of the set, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid. And Tiferes is the one that shines into Malchus. So Eretz, which is Malchus, we had this previously in Torah Dalid and in other places. There's a pasuk Eretz Miskoyma Moloi, and Miskoyma means Malchus. There are many proofs to show that Eretz means Malchus. So Eretz Yisrael receives its light from Yaakov, Bishvil Zeh Nikreis Eretz Hachayim. That's one of the reasons why Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the living. Because we said before that Chaim is Tfilin, Chaim is Emes. We didn't mention it here in this Torah, but we know the Gemara says that truth is life, is synonymous with life. The Gemara says there was a city called Kushta, where the people there, the Malach HaMoves was not able to kill anybody in that city. In order for them to kill anybody, they had to leave the city. Because Emes represents life, always. It's the opposite of mace, chas v'shalom. We always say that if a person changes the emes, they take away one drop from the emes, an aleph from the emes, it becomes mace. So Yaakov Avinu, who is emes, who is tiferes, and again, that's what shines light in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim, ki tfilin nikroim chaim, because tfilin, which is tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu, is also called Chaim. Kama Shekosev, as I mentioned a moment ago, the pasuk Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. Hashem is upon them, they live. And the Gemara says that refers to the tefillin that we wear. Vezeh Shibcha. And note, how does the Torah praise Eretz Yisrael? Now we're coming to the punchline. The praise of Eretz Yisrael is Asher loy b'miskenois toichal bolechem. Eretz Yisrael is a land where the people eat bread not because of poverty, not because they're poor. Rabbein Ezal explains now. Ki lefomim odam oichel lechem machmasanius. V'loy machmas chisorim taiva letanugim achirim. Because at times, a person eats bread simply because they can't afford anything more. Not because they don't want something more tasty. They don't want a piece of cake or chocolate or something else. They're eating bread because it's one of the cheapest things that they can afford to buy. And again, in many countries, the bread is subsidized by the government because it's such a staple, because it's such a simple item. Aval im hoyeloi shar macholim. Whereas if this person had other things to eat, if there was cake or steak or chocolate, this person would not eat bread alone by itself. At least they would put something on the bread, fish or meat or chocolate spread or other. V'zeh shevach Eretz Yisrael. But we see that the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, sheloi machmas anius toich alechem, that it's not from poverty that the people are eating bread, elo machmas shibur ubitul taiva sachila, but it's rather as a result of breaking and eliminating the wrong type of desire for food. Kihi mekabeles heorov ashpo mebichinas tefillin, mebichinas Yaakov, mebichinas Emes. Because as we said before, Eretz Yisrael receives its light and its sustenance from tefillin, from Yaakov, from Emes, from Tiferes. Shemishom bo ashirus, which is also where wealth comes from. Nimtza, mashetoichal lechem levad. This that people in Eretz Yisrael can eat bread by itself, and it doesn't require any supplements or any additives, loy machmas miskenus. It has nothing to do with poverty, ela machmas shibur taiva sachila, but rather it has to do with having eliminated the wrong type of desire for food. Meaning, that when the light of Eretz Yisrael is shining properly, when a Jew is mekusher to Eretz Yisrael, if a Jew believes in the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael and a Jew connects with Eretz Yisrael, then he's connecting to this Emes, to this Tiferes, to this light, to this Ashirus. And again, he's connecting to a power that gives him the ability to break Taiva Sachila. Then this person enjoys bread as much as, or even more, other people would enjoy cake or, you know, other types of things like that. V'zeh pirush, and with this we could understand also, when the Meraglim came back from checking out the land of Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to describe Eretz Yisrael, they said, Eretz oicheles yoishveho. It's a land that eats up its inhabitants. We know the pshat there is that they saw funerals one after another, and they said, boy, this place, people are dying all over the place here. And they wanted to say it, chas v'shalom, as a put-down for Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the fact that those words appear in the Torah, Eretz Oicheles Yoshveho, means that there has to be some truth to that. So Rabbi Nazal says, pirush shehi mekabeles shifo mebechinas Yaakov. Another message that this pasuk is telling us is that Eretz Yisrael receives its shefa, its achila, it receives its nourishment from Yoishveho, from Vayeshev Yaakov Boretz, from the aspect of Yaakov, which we said is Heoras Ponim, which is Emes, Kamashakosu Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds one line here, which Rab Nosson Zal is going to comment immediately afterwards, that I don't understand how this line fits in here, and Rab Nosson Zal is going to try to help us understand how this line fits in. So, listen for a moment. V'zeh pirush, Rabbeinu Zal says, with this we can also understand, the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, that if a Jew will lend money to someone who's very poor, and he doesn't trust that this person will be able to pay back, so he takes collateral from him. What kind of collateral? He takes the person's blanket that he uses to cover himself with at night. So the Torah warns, make sure during the day you can hold on to it, but make sure at night when this person's going to go to sleep, make sure you return the blanket to him. Kihi simlosoi loiroi. Because this is the garment that he needs for his skin. He doesn't have multiple blankets. He really needs this. So return it to him for when he needs it to actually use it, and then you can take it back when he doesn't. The Zohar HaKadosh says on that pasuk, Kihi simlosoi loiroi, this is his garment for his skin. The word oir means skin. The word oir also means leather. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do oyer shel tefillin. This refers to the skin, the leather, from which tefillin are made. Shebo nichnas bechinas tefillin. Into which enters the aspect of tefillin. Now, Rab Nosson Zal comments here. Lechoyra ein lo ze pirush. Ma chibur yesh linyin ze lema shekosu lemala. At first glance, it's hard to understand what connection is there to this last line that we just learned to what we said earlier. Ach nire kavanosei HaKadosh. However, Rab Nosson Zal says, it seems to me that what Rabbeinu Zal meant was, ki lemal mevoyor shal yidei tefillin shu b'chinas emes b'chinas Yaakov shezoich nal yidei shfiras tavas achila ayidei zeh nitzoylin midalus vanius. Rabbeinu Zal told us earlier that through tefillin, which is synonymous with emes, truth, Yaakov Avinu, and a person is zoicha to these things by breaking taiva sachila. When a person breaks taiva sachila, he's zoicha to he'oras ponim, to that beautiful face, which is the opposite of the shame and embarrassment that comes from taiva sachila chas v'shalom. So we said that through these things, through tefillin and emes and Yaakov, which a person achieves by breaking Tavis Achila, through that a person will be saved from poverty. The person will be zeicha to wealth. We said that wealth is connected to emes. V'zeh ma shehevi mikro zeh, and this is why he brings this pasuk, ki hi simlosoi La'oiroi, that this pasuk refers to tefillin, that the light of tefillin is the opposite of poverty. That if a person is zoicha to tefillin, this will save him, the garment which covers him. Chasham covers the nakedness, covers the poverty. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains further, Pirush. Ki mikra ze nemar al ha'oni vo'evyoin. This pasuk is talking about a person who's very poor. Ki hi ksusoi levada. The beginning of the pasuk is, this is his only garment. He simlosoi loiroi. This is what he needs to cover his skin with. Umerames al anius hashchina begolusa. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that this pasuk is also alluding to the Shekhinah, when it's in Golus, is also referred to as being in a state of poverty, Chas V'Shalom. Shemishom ikar hu anius shel Yisrael begolus. And that's the cause, that's the reason why Klal Yisrael is poor when we're in Golus, why most Jews, Chas V'Shalom, struggle for Parnasa in Golus. Kimavur b'tikunim, as is explained in the Tikkunei Zohar. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk is telling us, Kihi ksusoi hi simlosoi loiroi do tfilin. Hainu, shehatfilin heim ikar hasimlo hamagenes al anius hashchino knesses Yisrael. The tfilin is that garment which protects, which will help overcome the poverty of the Shekhinah and Klal Yisrael. Ki tfilin mevatlin hadalus. Because tefillin eliminates poverty. Ki ikar hashefa vohashirus nimshach al yidei b'chinas Yaakov. Because the flow of shefa and wealth we saw before comes from emes, which is b'chinas Yaakov, b'chinas tefillin. So that's the connection between the tefillin being the tikkun for this poverty, the poverty of the Shechina and the poverty of Klal Yisrael. Interesting to note, it's an opportunity to mention, I know that in many shuls, especially in Hasidic shuls, they have a kiddush sometimes in the morning after davening, or they have what's called tikkun, when a person has yahrzeit, or let's say a young boy is putting on tefillin for the first time, so the father brings food to the shul, cake and whiskey, a lechaim, and very often there are some people that are in a rush to partake in that, so they partake while they're still wearing the tefillin. And it's important to note that a person is not supposed to eat and even drink, preferably, while wearing tefillin. Part of the respect for the tefillin is called the crown of the king. The tefillin is he'oras ponim. And part of the respect that we show for tefillin is that we don't eat or drink. We wait to remove the tefillin before approaching eating.
Rabbi Maimon?
Yes.
Are you referring here to literal ashiras or being the sameach bechelko, having being content with one's lot?
Both. The term ashiras definitely is referring to both. Actual wealth, what we would define as wealth, and also a person feeling wealthy, not feeling that they're lacking anything. We're going to see this more clearly later in the Torah.
Rabbi?
Yes?
It seems to be changing somewhat, but in America at least, the Jews who are wealthier, up until very recently, were almost always secular. And the people who were putting on tefillin were poor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the practical
connection.
Effect is the opposite of what you were saying.
Here again, this would then the question that was asked before your question serves as an answer to your question, that it doesn't have to be wealth in dollars. It could be wealth in a person being completely happy with what they're happy and satisfied, totally satisfied with what they have, versus some people who could have millions and billions and are paupers because they're always moaning and groaning. They're always upset about what they don't have. It's like drinking salt water. The more they have, the more thirsty they are, the more they need. and the more they get themselves into debt, chas v'shalom.
Yeah, yeah. Under that definition, it's true. People putting on tefillin are much happier.
Yes.
That's true.
The Gemara says that the rabbi once saw his friend walking around with a big smile on his face. So he asked him, what are you so happy about? He said, I put on tefillin today. Tefillin kamenachna. Okay, let's continue now. Now Rabbi Nizal brings another pasuk into this. And by the way, this Torah is Loshen Rabbi Nizal, meaning that Rabbi Nizal wrote over Rabbi Nizal's notes. And that's why you see it's a little bit more choppy and a little bit more concise. Fortunately, if you stay with me for another few minutes, I hope we'll get to it today, if not in the next year, Rabbi Nosson Zal says that he first wrote this Torah over in his own words before he got Rabbi Nizal's notes, and there you're going to see it's going to be a little bit clearer and easier to follow and easier to understand the connections. So please just bear with me as we move along. V'zeh pirush, and based on what we've been learning till now, we can also understand a pasuk in the Kriya Shema, where it says, V'nosati esev besodcho levhemtecho, v'yochalto v'savoto. Hashem says, I'll provide esev, grass, forage, in your field for your animals, and you'll eat, and you'll be satiated. Rabbi Nizal quotes the Tikkuni Zohar now. The Tikkuni Zohar says that the word esev can be split into two parts. Do, ayin beis, shin. The word esev is made up of the letter shin and the letters ayin beis. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, do klolius hagavnin. These two parts, the letter shin and the letters ayin beis, represent a multitude of colors, meaning they represent tiferes. We know that the letter shin has three heads. Tiferes is referred to as a threesome, because again, Yaakov Avinu is the combination of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Tiferes is the combination of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and it's represented by this letter Shin. And Ayin Beis, the Tikkun Ezer says over there also, that Ayin Beis 72 is one of the configurations of Yudke Vavke. When we spell out Yudke Vavke, each letter as a word, the Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalid. The He is spelled He Yud. The Vav is spelled Vav Yud Vav. And the He is spelled He Yud. It adds up to 72. And the Tikkun Ezer says again that that's a configuration which relates to Tiferes, Zeranpin. So Rabbi Nizal says now, V'nosati Esev. When will a Jew receive this Tiferes, this Klolius Hagavnin, this Heoras Ponim, this beautiful lit up face, this Emes, this Tfilin, Bisodcho Livhemtecho, when you will eliminate the Behema, the animal instinct inside of you. Kishetishadeid es Habehemius, when you'll eliminate the animalistic quality, you know, when a person eats like a Behema, that terminology, Oz Yizgale Klolius Hagavnin, then will be revealed this multitude of colors, this combination of colors. K'maisha Kosov, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, Yiso Hashem ponav eilecho, that Hashem will bestow His favor, His ponim, His oyer haponim upon you. When? When you're medakdek b'kizayis b'kebeya. When you limit yourself to the size of an olive, the size of an egg, when a person limits what they eat. U'kishe poigem bo'emes, whereas when a person, chas v'sholem, goes against emes, truth, which is klolius hagavnin, which is this combination of colors, this tiferes, azai nase miklolius hagavnin busha. Then instead of this beautiful array of colors, instead of the beauty of these colors, it becomes shame and embarrassment, which is also multicolored, red and white. The person's face turns white and red, and Ubal of Busha, and then the person Chas v'Shalom receives shame and embarrassment, Hainu Anius, which goes together with poverty. Poor people are usually ashamed and embarrassed. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Kirum Zulus Livnei Odom, that Kerum is degraded. Zulus means ashamed, degraded by people. The Gemara says nishta, that when a person has to come on to other people, nishtane ponov lekama gavnin, his face changes colors like a krum, like this bird whose feathers change colors. So again, poverty, the wealth, it represents heoras ponim, and poverty is the opposite of that, boishes ponim chas v'shalom. V'anachnu b'nei Yisrael mekablim hashefa derech Eretz Yisrael. We, the Jewish people, receive our flow of Shefa via Eretz Yisrael. The Shefa Eretz Yisrael, hi he'oras p'nei Yaakov. The Shefa of Eretz Yisrael is the light of the face of Yaakov Avinu. We said before, Vayeshev Yaakov b'Eretz. He'oras ha'tfilin, it's the light of tfilin. U'bishvil zek sivbo, this is why the Pasuk describes Eretz Yisrael. It says, Hanoisein Imre Shefer. When it describes part of the land of Eretz Yisrael, the portion of Naphtali, it says, I'm sorry, when it comes to the bracha, which Yaakov Avinu gave to Naphtali, Yaakov Avinu said, Naphtali ayolo shlucha, Naphtali is quick like a deer, Hanoisein Imre Shefer, which brings forth words of Shefer. Shefer means beauty, like the word Tiferes. Ki Shefer zebchinas Pe'er. Because in Hebrew, the word Shefer is like the word Pe'er, which means beauty. Bechinas Tfilin. Hainu, Shehi noisenes lanu, oisiois heoro shekibla mitfilin. The land of Eretz Yisrael gives us, Klal Yisrael, the letters of light which it receives from the tefillin, from the aspect of Yaakov Avinu. Now note, these words, Hanoisin, wow, we'll see in a minute, Rabbeinu Zal is going to say it. Veze pirush, and this is tied in beautifully with the pasuk in Koheles, where it says, Re'ei chayim im isha. See life with a wife. Rabbeinu Zal says that the word isha makes up the first letters of Hanoisein Imre Shefer. Hanoisein Imre Shefer, Rosh Tevois Isha, Vezer Re'ei Chaim. And the Pasuk says, see life, experience life, how? Through Hanoisein Imre Shefer, through Eretz Yisrael, which gives forth this beauty, this Shefer, this beauty. Because we know that that Pasuk, that bracha, which Yaakov Avinu gave to Naphtali, the Gemara says, Rashi says over there, and the Gemara says, refers to the fact that the land, the portion of land of Eretz Yisrael of Naphtali, produces its fruits the quickest. Just like a deer is the quickest animal, so too the portion of land which was of Eretz Yisrael, which was given to Naphtali, produces its produce the quickest. And again, beautiful produce, Shefer. So Rabbeinu Zal says that the word Isha is Rosh Tevis Hanoisim Reshefer, Vezer Re'e Chaim, life. Ki Tfilin Nikroim Chaim, because Tfilin, we said before, is called life. Remember, we quoted the Pasuk Hashem Alehem Yichyu. They have Hashem upon them, they live. The Gemara says that refers to the Tfilin that we wear on our head. Vezer Naphtali Ayolo Shlucha, Naphtali is like a speeding deer. Naphtali oisiois tefillin. The word Naphtali is the same letters as tefillin. So Rabbeinu Zal is connecting each piece of the puzzle here. Tefillin with Shefer, which is beauty, which is Chaim, which is life, which is Emes, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is Eretz Yisrael. All of these are perfectly connected. And now Rabbeinu Zal summarizes, U'kishe'onu oichlin shefa emes, when we eat true shefa, which means again, when a person eats properly, he's eating not in a shameful, embarrassing way where he stuffs his face, chas v'shalom, but he's eating shefa emes, habo derech Eretz Yisrael, which comes via Eretz Yisrael, which we said has this blessing where people are eating bread there not from poverty, but because they're not suffering from taivas achila. V'achar kach onu medabrim hiluloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bozeh hakoyach. And after eating properly, we go ahead and praise Hashem with that energy that we got from the food that we ate. Azai nase shomayim v'oretz chadosha. We generate a new, we bring renewal to shomayim and to eretz. Kamoi shomer chazal, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which says, you are my nation. Hashem says, Lemor letzion amiato. Hashem says to Tzion, to the Jewish people, amiato, you are my nation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Al tikri ami Elohimi. The word ami can also be read imi, with me. You are bishutofi, you are my partners, Hashem says. Just like I create heaven and earth with my speech, you, Klal Yisrael, also have the ability to create heaven and earth. Ki shomayim hechodosh nase al yedei heoras pnei Yaakov. Because the new shomayim is generated through the light of the face of Yaakov Avinu. Vehoretz hachadosho nase al yedei Eretz Yisrael. And the new Eretz is generated through Eretz Yisrael. Shehoileches hashefa derech Eretz Yisrael. Because the shefa that we, Klal Yisrael, are receiving all over the world is going via Eretz Yisrael. Now, to clarify this last piece, again, in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shomayim refers to Zeranpin. Shomayim refers to the Sfirois. There are seven heavens. The seven heavens refer to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. Zeranpin is referred to as Shomayim, and Malchus, the sphere of Malchus itself, is referred to as Eretz. So here Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that through, by eating properly, by having this Shefa of Emes, which is the Mid of Yaakov Avinu, which is this seven, Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes, which is Tiferes, which is Shomayim, through that we have the ability to bring a renewal to Shomayim, and when the Shefa flows through Eretz Yisrael, and again we, Klal Yisrael, receive this Shefa, and we use the energy from this Shefa to praise Hashem with, we generate a new Eretz by doing this. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, Sheboro Achshav Shomayim Umazoloi Sacherim, that by a Jew eating properly, eating Bigdusha, with this Midah of Emes and Tiferes, and drawing the Shefa from Eretz Yisrael, this person now changed the world. He created new Shamayim, new Mazolos. Nimtza Shemeshane HaTeva Shehoyomut Ba BeMazolos HaRishonim, which means he's rewriting the Teva, the laws that were dictated to in the Mazolos, in the Shamayim, the way it was before this person ate. Now Shamayim has been rearranged. He generated a new Shamayim. So whatever Teva was being decided and determined in the, like we remember the story of Avram Avinu, that when Hashem promised Avram Avinu he's going to have many children, Avram Avinu said, how could that be? I looked into the stars and I saw clearly that I'm not going to have children. Hashem said, no problem, come with me. And Hashem lifted up Avram Avinu above the stars. And he said, now you see that you are not being dictated to by these stars anymore. You're above them. So we see that the stars, the Koichovim, the Mazolos, the Shamayim, represent Teva. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is showing us that by eating through Achila Digdusha, by a person eating properly, he's zoich to become again a shutuf with Hashem. He's zoich to this mid of Emes, which is the seal of Hashem. He becomes a shutuf with Hashem. He can also generate new Shamayim and new Eretz. Therefore, he can change the Teva, which was initially inscribed in the Shamayim before him. Ki achshav nase mazolos chadoshim. Nimsa, we conclude therefore, shayidei shibur taiva sachila, that by a person breaking the wrong type of desire for food, nasem moifsim uplois. This person will have the ability to bring about miracles, miracles and wonders that will be done through that person. Now let's just start the next words. Rab Nosson Zal writes, Gam zois ha-toiro kosafti mitchilo bi'atzmi. This shir of Rabbeinu Zal's, this Torah, I originally wrote for myself. V'nimtzu bo kamo dvorim mevoyorim yoiser. And some of the issues in it are explained more clearly, easier to understand, in the version that I wrote for myself. Gam siyum pirush hamikro v'achaltem nechsar kan b'lashoni HaKodesh. In addition, Rabbeinu Zal did not explain the pasuk that he started with. In his version, the written version that he gave me, he did not go back to explain the pasuk v'achaltem ochel v'sovoya v'ilaltem eshem Hashem. Therefore, u'mashechiser zeh gilo zeh. Rav Nosson says, what's missing in one version is revealed in the other version. Alkein he'etakti gam nuscha zoi shekosafti bi'atzmi. Therefore, I am now going to present the version that I wrote for myself, v'zehu, and this is it. Maybe we'll start the opening paragraph, just to give a little push. V'achaltem ochel v'savoya v'hilaltem es shem Hashem alekeichem. You will eat an eating which will satisfy you completely, you'll be completely satisfied, v'hilaltem eshem Hashem alekeichem, and you will praise Hashem, and the pasuk continues, who has performed such wondrous deeds for you. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki mi sheyotzo mitayva sachila, yochoy lihiyos ish moifes. A person who has taken himself out of the wrong type of desire for food can be a miracle worker. We know that people know the Baba Sali, for example, or other great tzaddikim. Today is the yahrzeit of the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Mlizhensk, one of the great tzaddikim who passed away over 200 years ago. Usually, when people went to see these great tzaddikim, one of the things that they saw very clearly was how little these tzaddikim would eat. Especially during the 6 days of the week regular, they existed on the minimum sheba minimum of foods. And this is obviously one of the factors that contributed to the power of their tefillah, being able to be effective and being able to bring about a shinui teva, to actually change, override nature. Because a tzaddik who has succeeded in breaking his nature, the natural desire for food, gives him the power to overrule the laws of nature. Whereas a person who is steeped in the wrong type of desire for food, an excessive desire for food, simen shehu shakron. That's an indication that person is a liar. He's far from the truth. V'chein afilu ish tzadik shekvar yotza mehataiva. And Rav Nosson Zal adds, and in addition, even a person who is a tzadik, who has already left the desire for food, he's overcome the desire for food for a certain period of time, and then v'nofal mi madregosoi, he falls, he takes a fall, v'nofal ataiva sachila, and he falls back into the desire for food, simen sheyotzo sheker mipiv. This is an indication that he has lied. He said something false, and that caused him to fall back into taiva sachila. That's number one. V'chein moire gamkein, and in addition, this shows sheyesh din olav lamala, that this person, this individual, now has a judgment upon him from above, a heavenly judgment. V'gam hu simen anius, and it's also an indication of poverty. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on to give his clear explanation to show the flow of this whole Torah, which Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope, will take up next week. The next shir might be given from Uman. I'm hoping to be zeicher to go to Uman for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in which case I'll be traveling Sunday morning, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. I'll be leaving Eretz Yisrael, and Sunday afternoon at this time, I hope I'll either be on the way to Uman or in Uman, and we'll try to give the shir there, Mitzvah Shem, from there, Mitzvah Shem. Any questions?
Just one more question.
Please.
Yes, just to clarify, the Lashon Rabbeinu was dictated directly by Rabbeinu Zal. It was the Rebbe's own notes on the Torah.
The answer is, it means one of two things. Either that Rabbeinu Zal gave his notes physically to Rav Nosson Zal, and Rav Nosson Zal wrote on paper, he copied over the notes, or that Rav Nosson Zal sat in front of Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal held the notes in his hands and read word for word from his notes, and Rav Nosson Zal copied word for word what was in Rabbeinu Zal's notes. There was times like this and times like that.
So when Rav Nosson shot in the film, was that seen by Rabbi Nachman or not?
Did he see the notes after
the answer is usually yes. Usually, in the vast majority of cases, Rav Nosson Zal gave his notes to Rabbeinu Zal to review and to edit and to correct and fill in missing things definitely. In Torahs like this, where Rav Nosson Zal gives us both versions, I'm not sure if Rabbeinu Zal edited Rav Nosson Zal's version also. I'm not sure. It's possible that he didn't. Sure.
Rabbi, I had heard when a Jew says Kadosh, 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 the Malachim say that after the Jews. They need the Jews to say that first. And the Shefer comes through the Malachim. The Jews are the ones that instituted the essence higher than the Malachim or the Shefer. And this is a related concept. The Shefer from above the mezuzahs and above everything else comes from us, from our eating and praying.
Yes.
It all comes from us.
Yes, yes, yes. Interesting. I'll share with you, maybe before we close, I have an opportunity to tell over something beautiful that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha. There's a Gemara that says, I believe it's a Gemara, that the Jewish people are above the angels in that the angels are not allowed to mention Hashem's name without preceding it with three words. There must be three words first, and then Hashem's name. Whereas we, Jews, have the privilege of mentioning Hashem's name even after two words. By the angels, they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos. Whereas we are allowed to mention the name of Hashem's name with two words preceding it. And the Shelah HaKadosh says, he says we see this marumas in the sentence that we say before the Kriya Shema. We say, V'keiravtonu malkeinu l'shimcho hagodol. You, Hashem, have brought us close to you, have shown a closeness of us to you, be'emes be'ahava, with love. And then it mentions three things, l'hoidos l'cho, u'liyachetcho be'ahava, u'liahava es shemecho. It says three things there, lahodos lecha, to praise you, uliyachedcha bi'ahava, and to declare your unification, uliyahava eshemecha, and to love your name. The Shema Kodesh says that's three places where we mention Hashem's name followed after two words. Lahodos lecha, to praise Hashem, is every bracha we make. We say baruch atah, and then Hashem's name. So it's preceded by two words. Liyachedcha, the unification of Hashem, that's referring to the Shema, where it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, again preceded by two words. Uli Ahavo Eshemecha, and to love your name, that's in the following words, V'ohavto Eis Hashem Elokecha. So those are the three places that show the kirva, the closeness of the Jewish people over the angels. That an angel is not on the same level as a Jew. An angel must say three words of intro before he can mention Hashem's name, whereas we, the Jewish people, Hashem allows us to mention his name after only two words of intro. Have a wonderful week. A wonderful week. Should be zeich, it should be full of simcha Ador. We're still in Ador. All kinds of simcha.
Amen.
All the best.